What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Son of a Boy Dad Podcast. What is up, everybody? Welcome back That's to Son of a like Boy it. Dad Podcast. Today is October 11th. It is 3:06 p.m. Eastern Time, of course, here in New York City. And today is also going to be, I believe, the 23rd episode of Son of a Boy Dad.
Yes. Congratulations to Son of a Boy Dad.
Wrong.
My brain chemistry is all off today, but I'm hoping that just as soon as we start talking, that the lights will come on and I'll be like Frank Sinatra and I'll just snap the fuck into it.
My brain chemistry is all on today.
Really?
Yeah.
You're buzzing?
Yeah, I was listening to that new rock song on the way in.
What, rock and roll?
You didn't listen to the rock song?
With Tech N9ne?
Yeah. She is heat.
The Rock is rapping.
Yeah, and it's awesome.
What was he doing getting on wax? What was he doing on the track? Hasn't he had enough? Hasn't he done enough in this world?
No, dude, he can do anything he wants.
What I'm saying, he's been successful at everything. As of course he's going to be successful at rap.
He goes, it's about drive, it's about power. We stay hungry, we devour. It was like the worst song I've ever heard in my entire life, but you know people are just bumping it.
Yeah, like the same people who are like, I'm not afraid.
Yeah,
those same people are super into this. Tech N9ne. Tech N9ne has like a massive... Do you know who Tech N9ne is?
I know the name. I don't know him, though.
Hottest rapper out of Kansas City, Missouri. And I think he's like the favorite... he's the favorite artist of women who smoke when they're pregnant. If you smoke when you're pregnant, you're going to fuck with Tech N9ne heavily. Yeah. Big time.
Yeah, I don't know Tech N9ne. I've never listened to his music before, but I know of him.
But I could tell by The Rock's rap verse that Tech N9ne wrote The Rock's verse for The Rock.
You think so?
I feel like
it's a pretty basic verse.
And even so, there's no chance that he wrote it.
Worst part is when he's like, what's my motherfucking name? The Rock!
When I first heard it, I thought this has to be old because there's no way that The Rock is going to be cussing in front of the children.
Yeah,
you think
I know.
That he's just saying motherfucking in the middle of it? That's
no,
how I know
I,
he didn't
I thought
write
he
it.
Was one of those people that didn't cuss.
Yeah, exactly. Like he's a Will Smith type or something like that. Like he's dirtier of a rapper than Will Smith.
I don't know.
Give me some more of the lyrics of the song.
Whoa.
What
my laptop?
What was that, dude? You didn't even touch your screen.
I don't know what that was. He goes, discrimination, defamation. If you want to bring, wait, hold on, that's not it. Desecration, defamation. If you want to bring it to the masses, face to face. Now we're escalating. When I have to put boots to asses.
There's no way that he wrote that. Desecration.
Yeah, I know.
What the fuck is he talking about? Who's getting desecrated?
I don't know.
His body's a temple. Maybe they're... What else? Keep going. See if we can put Sass's parts on a beat.
Mean on you when a dream... Wait, I can't... Mean on you like when a dream I'm rumbling. You're gonna scream mama. So bring the drama, the King Brahma. Then what? Coming at you with extreme mana?
What the fuck is extreme mana?
I don't know. His whole thing is mana, though.
Isn't mana like bread from heaven in like a biblical sense?
No. No.
Really? Because Owen's giving a vigorous yes. Bro, wrong. You haven't been in the Old Testament.
Wrong on all ends.
When was the last time you cracked this?
The Rock
King James?
Created the mana.
Yeah? He brings the mana? At first, I thought he was making like a Moana reference or
I'm waiting to hear a rap song from like The Rock, LeBron James, and like Gary Vee. I think they would make a really good song.
About like NFTs?
Yeah. And just like conquering all
got
missions.
The tokens, the non-fungible,
yeah. just battling the odds and constantly breaking through to the next level.
He is like LeBron. I think The Rock and LeBron might have been separated at birth.
Oh yeah, very similar mindset. They just have that mana mindset.
What the fuck is mana?
I don't know. He always says mana, though. I always watch his videos, and he talks about mana.
Like hana, or like, I feel like it's like a Hawaiian phrase.
Like
where you
I think
like
it's like being driven or something.
You got the mana?
You gotta have the mana.
Bro, you don't have the drive that I got.
I don't know what it means.
Let's go mano e mano.
Did you look it up, Owen?
Yeah, it's the bread of heaven that the Israelites survived on for their 40-year wandering in the desert.
See, bro, I knew it was some... He's been cracking his
well,
King James.
He says it all the time. Oh, okay. He says, it's the spirit in when the Rock says it. In Hawaii, we have a word called mana, which means spirit. Warrior mana is his foundation. Okay.
Bro, why would he rap?
He has the mana. Because why wouldn't he rap, dude?
Him rapping was like you doing stand-up. He just got up on stage.
That's just a diss, bro. That was a sneak diss. Don't be sneak dissing.
I wasn't that sneaky.
Don't sneak diss me on the pod in front of all my friends.
No sneak. I think that people wanted him to do well. Rock fans wanted him to do well.
To do what?
Do well.
Oh. Rock fans wanted him to do well.
Do.
I feel like you had some lisp when you were saying that.
I do need to get my
rock fans want him to do well.
Do well.
Well. That's what you say. Well. Well.
So what, bro? I'm from Philly. From Philadelphia.
What did you get into this weekend, Ron?
I was on all types of shit, bro.
Yeah.
I went to a Chris Stapleton concert on Friday
fuck
night.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
A little country music. You don't know nothing staple. About that.
Little staple.
Stapes. I was out at Stapes. Chris Stapleton. It was bullshit, bro. They made everybody wear masks in there and show vax cards.
Jesus.
I was fucking furious, the bro. Libs. Exactly.
It's a shame that the libs are taking over the country music industry.
It is, dude.
It's a damn shame.
And just because somebody doesn't want to show a vax card, suddenly they're racist or whatever.
I know.
You see they're putting that smut on Clapton's name? They're putting fucking mustard on Clapton's jacket?
I actually read that. I was reading that on the way here.
Did you see the fucking headline was crazy?
Yeah, he's a nut.
But they were like...
He's like funding bands to go spread like anti-vax propaganda.
But they also just sprinkled on that he's racist afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, like he's racist, yeah, right?
Apparently he had like some big racist rant on stage a while ago, and then he said it was because he was drinking.
But everybody was cool with him being racist until he was anti-vax.
Yeah, hasn't he been racist for a while?
He's been racist. The racist shit isn't new.
When you write a song like Tears from Heaven, you're allowed to be a little racist here and there.
Would you know my name?
I remember when I first found out what that song was about, and I was like, fuck.
If I called you the N-word.
I was like, dude, this is not right.
Wait, what is it about him? His son?
His son, like, fell out of a skyscraper window or something.
Because he thought he was Superman? And that's like, why you see, like, the
Eric
kids in the
Clapton
boxes?
Was, like, on a bender and, like, left the window open.
Really?
Yeah. So it was his fault.
He was overheating and he was like, I got to crack this window.
Yeah, I guess.
You're on watch.
Yeah.
And he put his kid in charge.
His kid died.
Damn.
Yeah.
But greatest hit of Clapton's career.
But it resulted in a banger.
Yeah.
I mean, listening to that. I literally read the article and then I threw on Tears from Heaven.
You did.
I was just like, because now I'm like, well, now I'm thinking about Clapton and I got to listen to this song.
Yeah, it just got to pop on Layla real quick.
Yeah.
And I mean.
I don't really know many Clapton songs except for. That one.
Would you know Layla?
I don't.
Damn, bro. It's about his daughter that...
it's about his daughter who fell out of a skyscraper.
His whole fucking catalog is about his, like... He had 12 children.
Oh, man.
Like Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. They all died one by one. And he made the fucking greatest album of all time based off of it. I need another kid to die.
He was on the anti-COVID and like anti-lockdown thing like early on.
Clap was?
Yeah.
Salute.
I know.
He stuck by his convictions.
The voice of a generation.
Yeah. Not our generation, but still he's the voice of a generation.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty hard to be the voice of a generation.
And like, what, are you going to give that up and try and be the voice of the next generation?
No, definitely not.
Stay where you're at.
That's what a lot of people don't understand.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people, they don't have like that mindset.
Well, they'll never be the voice of the generation.
You can't be the voice of two generations.
It's never worked before.
No.
Jesus tried that shit. They killed him for it.
Yep.
Fucking Hitler tried that shit. They murked him for it.
Yep.
He tried to be the voice of too many generations.
Yeah.
If he just
it catches up with you.
Stay in your lane,
it
bro.
Catches up with you.
That's what Alex Jones is the voice of his generation.
Yeah.
Not another generation. Not our generation. Addison Rae. Vinny Hacker is the voice of his generation.
We were talking about Vinny Hacker yesterday when I was home and my mom, my sisters were like, oh my God, you met Vinny Hacker? And I was like, yeah. And then, My mom like looked him up and like watched one of his videos and she was just like shocked. She was like, this is what they like do for a living.
Which video did she see?
Yeah, I mean, I think any one of his videos. They don't do anything. They just stare at the camera.
Yeah, he just was like hot and inoffensive.
Yeah, and he's also like super like not funny or cool.
Really?
When we met him, were you not there?
I was in the, I mean, he was just playing Family Feud.
Yeah, but he kind of just seemed like a tool.
But you're trying to put mustard on Vinny Hacker's jacket now. Dude, don't put mustard on his jacket.
Oh,
bro.
I'll muster his jacket up. I don't give a fuck.
Don't put fucking
smut. It's like I'm ever going to see him again.
Don't put smut on his name.
And then if I do see him again, I'll be like, oh, bro, I was just playing.
I was just playing. It's just for the podcast.
That was all jokes, but it's a comedy podcast.
It's just jokes for the pod.
You have to say shit like that.
It is a get out of jail free card. We could put mustard on whoever's jacket we want.
Yeah.
And just get the fuck out of jail.
Oh, well, it's
free.
Comedy. It's a comedy podcast.
It's a comedy show.
Do you not understand comedy?
We just dunked your jacket in mustard.
And then I go into the whole Dave Chappelle bit or Dave Chappelle speech when Vinny Hacker like confronts me for making fun of him.
Which one?
Well, this is cancel culture is getting out of control.
Oh, yeah.
I can't make jokes anymore.
I can't say anything anymore.
I can't make jokes.
At the expense of hot kids from Seattle?
Yeah.
All the hot kids from Seattle suddenly act like their struggle's the same as mine.
The one thing I didn't understand is that kid's got like a full body of tattoos and he's like, isn't he like 17?
Is he? I always wonder what people's first
morning,
couple tattoos are.
He just woke up one morning and was like, I'm getting like 100 tattoos and I'm just doing like, because obviously it's like his brand. He's like the cool skater, edgy kid.
Right. But he's like, no, he looks edgy, but
he's not old enough to have the amount of tattoos that he has.
He's not like an actual edgelord though.
No.
He's not like on 4chan making racist jokes or anything like that.
That's a real edgelord.
That would be,
you know who's a real edgelord? Eric Clapton.
Yes. Yeah. Vinny Hacker wishes he was fucking, Vinny Hacker's going to have a kid and leave his fucking skyscraper window open just because he's chasing Eric Clapton's coattails.
Exactly. If Vinny Hacker killed his son and then also went on stage and said a bunch of racist stuff, then he would be the real edgelord that he's trying to be.
Who is Vinny Hacker to explain to people who don't know? Because I bet there's like a half a percentage or like a decent percentage of people who listen to this that know exactly who he is. And there's some people who have never heard of him in their life.
Yeah, he's just it's really not that hard to explain. He's just a TikToker.
He's a goat TikToker. He's like a young hot goat.
Yeah, he's a hot goat.
He's like he's on the current Rushmore of TikTok hotties.
Yeah, yeah.
He has 12.1 million followers.
Light work, light work. 12.1 million hackers. That's what they call themselves.
They do?
Uh-huh.
A lot of videos getting out of the shower.
Fuck yeah, classic.
Yo,
which is always awkward because if you're getting out of the shower recording, that means that you're in the shower, you get out of the shower, put your phone there, start recording, get back in the shower. And then you get out of the shower again and you're like, I got to look real hot when I'm doing this.
You touch your phone screen with wet hands.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Or like you're soaking your floor.
Yeah.
I hope to God he's got a heated bathroom floor.
Unless he's just like unless he does like what we do and he records his shower for like an hour, then he just chops up the clips.
Just let it run.
Yeah.
He's just got some interns who are Vinny like Hacker. Scuttling in and like making sure his print looks right through the towel.
Vinny Hacker getting out of the shower compilation. Highlight video, highlight reel.
But he's on like too much Vyvanse that day and his dick's shrinking up.
Oh, yeah.
He definitely has to like jerk off for like a cool half hour to get his chub right.
It's going
to
be hilarious when all those kids are just like wildly addicted to drugs in like 2 years.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to be funny.
Yeah, it fucking is.
I'll laugh at all of
because,
them.
Because, I mean, addiction is it's like the transitive property. He's so successful at his phone and at TikTok because he got addicted to it, learned the algorithm or whatever, and now knows it like the back of his hand and is addicted to the success that it brings. But like that success is like he's just trying to fill a hole in his soul that he'll eventually try and stuff up with prescription pills.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he's already doing that.
You think?
Oh yeah, I'm talking about the real stuff though.
You think needles. He's fucking banging hard shit?
Yeah.
Dude, the problem is you Hacker? Can't even bang hard anymore.
Vinny,
he's
bro?
Fucking
you don't do hard drugs unless you got a name like Vinny.
Vinny's like an 80s hard drugs
name though. I know. It's a cool name. I mean, he has a cool name. Do you think that's his real name?
Or you think it's a stage name?
Stage name, definitely.
You
Should
think?
We look up what's his real name?
Let's look up his real name and what his parents look like and do for a living.
Oh, that. Vinny Hacker's real name is Vincent Hacker.
See, I knew he was lying.
I know.
I knew he was making
playing.
It up for the club.
Also, how did you know he was from Seattle, Washington? You freak.
He said it when we met him.
Bro.
Oh, wow. His mother is a 911 dispatcher.
Shut up.
Oh, okay.
Maria.
So she's definitely.
So he's been through the fucking.
His father,
shit.
Nate, is an electrician.
Shut up. I wonder where they met at. Probably a bar. They were probably just making out.
They met at a bar, yeah.
He probably.
See, yo, am I the goat or what, bro?
If I had to guess, he electrocuted himself and then he called 911 and it was like a her with Joaquin Phoenix type situation where he fell in love with just her voice.
And he fucked her sight unseen.
Yeah.
he fucked her over the 911 dispatch line.
He was like, I'm currently
Hello, sir, what's your emergency?
I'm currently pulsating with electricity, but I can't help but think about how much I want to fall in love with you right now.
911, I've got an emergency.
How much I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
My dick is full of cum and I need to dump it out somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to need to get this nut off.
Where's your emergency, sir? Just stay right there.
He called her and after he got electrocuted, he was like, what do you think of the name Vinny? I want to grow old together and have a child named Vinny.
They're just cuddling in a ball of electric wire. Do you like the name Vinny? Just holding jumper cables in their hands and a fucking puddle with their hair shocked out like Mar from Home Alone.
He had one thing happen a while ago where he got like canceled on his birthday.
Really?
He is fucking ripped.
Because his mama...
How come some people just have genetics like that? Like, that's not fair.
Because that hard labors.
Vinny Hacker canceled on his birthday for allegedly using Edward N-word. Oh, he begs, let me live.
No way.
Yo, I'm trying to throw around the N-word, bro. Yo, okay, let me live.
He might be the edgelord that we thought he was.
Get off my back, bro. Let me live.
Let me
live. Can I ever catch a fucking break?
Come on,
I remember seeing this tweet. On my birthday, bro.
For real, bro.
He goes, I can't ever catch a fucking break. Something new every fucking week. He said the M word, though, keep in mind.
Into the camera.
Pretty easy to avoid that one. But it's not everyone that is against you. Well, it's starting to fucking feel like it, the influencer tweeted. He added, today out of all days, and every time y'all are proven wrong, fuck everything. On my birthday, bruh. And then he just tweeted the N word right at to end the thread.
I'll say what I want to.
What is this?
In his defense, he revealed he's an Obama supporter.
Oh, okay.
So he's straight.
Okay, so never mind.
So like, what's everybody tripping about?
So what's the problem?
He would have voted for Obama in a third term too.
He later tweeted, adding phrases like, I piss excellent and I shit bricks.
On that same day?
I piss excellence. Wow. Meanwhile, social media was divided with a section of Vinny's followers shading him for the alleged racism, while other groups stood in the TikToker's defense saying that racism isn't real and that Vinny should be allowed to say the N-word.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, okay, I get it now.
Let's bust open
the book. So which side are you on, Roan?
I'm on Vinny Hacker should be able to say whatever he wants.
Have a body like that and tattoos like that, you can say certain things that other people can't say.
You might as well be black.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a you know who else got caught saying the N-word this week? Tyson Fury. Right after his fight, there was like a video of him like rapping along to a Biggie song.
Is he the bigger one? He's not the typical boxer. He doesn't have a Vinny bottom.
Pick your next words carefully.
He doesn't have a Vinny bottom.
Saying the N-word is one thing, but fat shaming is beyond the pale. Okay, so
I'm not fat shaming him. I just saw a lot of people being like, this is a boxer. Which like, it's funny when people say that, like being like, they're trying to, like, clearly they're trying to be, like, nice about it, but, like, you basically are just fat shaming him.
In a nice way.
Yeah. This is a boxer. You probably wouldn't have thought that because he's fat.
Or, like, somebody who's, like, 400 pounds is, like, just found my new favorite boxer.
Yeah, yeah.
Tyson Fury's like, fuck you, dude. Yeah. I'm not trying to be fucking lumped
he's
in
not
with the clumps.
Fat. He's really not fat. He's just, like,
has love handles.
He's just not, like a chiseled boxer.
Yeah, he just has
he's
love
handles.
He's
got dad strength.
And sometimes, like, there's no amount of cardio that you can do away to get that shit away.
Yeah, like me. I'll never get rid of my fat.
What if you popped off your shirt and you're built exactly like Tyson Fury?
I am. Exactly.
High ass, like long legs and like love handles sitting on top.
No, that's literally what I'm built like.
He has the funniest body. And I think a lot of people are built like that.
Yeah, I am.
I think it's like a very common body type, but like he's the only one who's ever had the confidence to pop his shirt off with that body type. You see him with Steve Aoki. He got like knocked down like three times in the fight and then was just partying till 11 a.m. with Steve Aoki.
Oh, no, that's funny.
He's a fucking legend.
Yeah, he's a goat.
His brain just battered all the way in.
They probably have such bad CTE.
Oh, yeah. You can't blame him for saying the N-word.
No.
Like, what are you going to say to him?
Yeah.
Who are you going to send after
him? He's basically
a
vegetable.
He's basically untouchable.
Yeah, he's untouchable and he's a vegetable.
He's like Thanos of the N-word.
I saw a video that was 10,000 Pokemons fighting 10,000 Thanos, and the Pokemons lost by a lot.
I saw that video.
I feel like it was weird, though, because first of all, in the video, Pokemon is not using any of his superpower. He's not using his like lightning bolt.
I think there was like a couple lightning bolts, but what did it take too long to charge? Like, couldn't those Pokemon all just have like a concentrated attack and just shoot off? Also, we're kind of falling into the like 10 gorillas versus 1,000 zebras.
No, because this is very recent. I saw this this week.
Okay.
But I was curious. I was confused because also Thanos didn't have his gauntlet.
The gauntlet glove.
So if he had that, he would have been able to destroy all of them in 1 second. He's basically indestructible with that thing.
So maybe that they tempered back Pikachu's powers a little bit. And maybe since Pikachu wasn't fully evolved, maybe that's what it kind of came down to.
Yeah, I don't know. It was dumb, though. Stupid.
But I watched the whole video, though.
Yeah, I watched the whole video, too. Because at first, it seems like that Pokemon's winning, doesn't it? Because they're not really making any progress.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it rapidly fails. And then it turns the camera back, and there's like still 10,000.
The Pokemon's just kind of sat there like bitches, though.
Yeah, I don't understand why the Thanos got to move in on the Pokemons. The Pokemons didn't get to move at all.
Yeah, the Pokemons couldn't have flanked the Thanoses.
Is that like a Deadliest Warrior type simulation? You think they like programmed it and everything?
I think that they must have, but yeah. I've got some problems with their simulation.
Yeah, we'll fix it. We'll make a better one. I think they should bring back Deadliest Warrior. That show was so fucking good.
It was sweet to throw on in the background. Yeah. Samurais.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Like the Green Berets.
Yeah, Jesse James versus Al Capone.
Yeah, that shit was awesome.
Yeah.
Also, wasn't there like 6 million ways to die or something? Was that one of the shows that was also adjacent to?
There was a million ways to die.
Is that what I'm thinking of?
But I never watched that show.
I thought it was 1,000 ways to die.
Oh, it's 1,000 ways to die. Yeah. I never watched it.
I feel like it was like the same kind of family, just simulated death, though. That was like that was a category for a little bit.
I remember there was one. It was a girl practicing sucking dick before a date, and then she swallowed the cucumber whole and died.
Yeah, that's what I didn't understand.
Shut up. Mm-hmm. That didn't happen.
What, are they based on real events or what?
Yeah, supposedly.
Because I saw one that was like someone was having sex on a bunk bed, and then like the bunk bed collapsed and they died. And I was like, what's the point of this show? Just showing how people died.
Dunking on dead people.
I'm sure there's millions of ways that like people have died that have been like crazy.
They're just making these people's ghosts relive the embarrassment of fucking sucking down an entire cucumber.
Sucking down an entire cucumber.
Just fucking lodged in your throat. I mean, that's a terrible... Imagine the horror of dying that way. Just a fucking fat-ass cucumber
choking
in your
on
throat.
Something is like the craziest feeling because it just hits that. And sometimes, like, if you ever choke bad, you're like, oh shit, like, it's over.
Yeah, you die from the panic.
Yeah.
Like, the panic ends, just rises so fast in you.
Yeah.
Just gotta have someone dig down your throat and fucking...
grab that cucumber.
And rip the cucumber out.
Ooh. I'm reading the top 10 craziest 1,000 ways to die. Pierre in France had pica syndrome, and he ate nothing but coins.
Oh, gross.
What the fuck is pica syndrome?
What do you think, bro? He's addicted to money.
Fuck, bro.
He had Vinny Hacker syndrome.
He just loves money. We got to avoid those pitfalls.
I know.
I know the Vinny Hacker's at the fucking bank.
No. I've never seen him there.
For real?
Makes you wonder.
He probably just eats all his coins.
I've been on a very big curious kick recently.
What have you been so curious about?
I've just been curious. I've just been Googling random shit.
For real?
Yeah.
No way.
All the time.
I wonder what that means.
Been learning a lot.
I wonder what that means about your...
I think it's just like I've been out of school for so long and now I'm like...
You're starved for knowledge.
I'm starved for knowledge. I just want to learn.
What's some shit that you've picked up?
I've just been Googling shit about animals. Like I was like last night I was looking up blue whale size comparisons.
Shut up.
So big.
What are they... are they bigger than a building?
Dude, they're bigger than like... They're bigger than multiple school buses.
They are?
Yeah.
But didn't somebody like fall into a whale's mouth recently? There was like a video of like a whale biting someone, but like they couldn't swallow them. Like, do they have big ass mouths, but like tiny throat holes?
So I was looking at this and yeah, dude, look at the size of this thing.
You just been Googling? Damn, bro, you got a thirst for knowledge.
Look at the school bus.
Oh, shit. And that school bus is already underwater, so they're fucked.
So it's like three... Probably four school buses.
Probably three school buses.
Three, probably four school buses. I've just been on some goofy shit recently.
It makes you think, though.
Yeah, and then I was looking up like the strongest animals in the world, and it's like a beetle.
Pound for pound,
a beetle can carry a beetle. Like how strong? It's like a buffalo beetle. A comparison for that. It's like a human would be like if a human could carry like four buses filled with people.
Really?
Yeah.
Beetles are thorough as shit.
Yeah.
They could fall from like the Empire State Building on their back and just like get up and like walk it off. Just 100%. Like trudge away. There was a, when we were in Nashville, there was a grasshopper that kept on, we were on the 18th floor and there was a grasshopper that kept on trying to fly in my window and it would just fly into it and just smack up. I squared up with my window one time. I thought I was about to fall. I thought I was about to fly through the window. I thought I was about to have to box this grasshopper.
Yeah.
But eventually, like, it must have just fallen off. Like, it must have just fallen the entire way. And these bugs are just hard headed. Like, yeah. You can't break a bug.
No, you really can't, especially a beetle.
Yeah,
it's called a dung beetle, and then number two is a rhinoceros beetle.
These beetles are just tough as fuck. Wasn't there a rhinoceros beetle in Lion King?
I don't know. Oh yeah, I think so.
They're just marching around.
Yeah,
and then Timon and Pumbaa were just snacking on them.
Yeah,
which makes you think how strong is a warthog's jaw if they can just.
Well, I think you could. It's based off of like compared to body weight.
Got it.
So it's like we could still obviously kill a beetle.
Like when like ants are like super strong, like their grip strength.
I think ants are up there.
Also, like the jumping ability of a spider. Like if we could jump like spiders or like some of the spiders, we'd literally be jumping like Spider-Man. You have been learning.
I have. I've been learning a lot.
What are you off? Some like Delta 8 or something like that?
No. Just pure
THC?
Pure
CBD?
Hunger for knowledge.
You're just thirsting. You're just fucking cracking encyclopedias. The book boy.
The Roman swipes.
That's what it is, bro. You're trying to get your brain bigger.
I know. I've been rubbing the Roman swipes on my brain so that I don't get tired of learning.
They work everywhere.
Yeah.
Just dab your forehead like an old distinguished Southern gentleman. Of like, course. I declare, Roman swipe. It is hot today.
Let me talk to you about Roman swipes. Most guys have tried different ways to last longer, but thinking about baseball doesn't always work. The folks at Roman, an online men's health company, are changing the game with Roman swipes, the secret to lasting longer in bed. Roman swipes are clinically proven to last way longer in bed. They're effective, easy to use, and fast-acting, but don't require prescription. Roman can ship swipes to you in discreet, unmarked packaging, and each swipes package is small enough to hide in your wallet for whenever you need it. They're easy to use. Just take swipes out of the packet, swipe it on your cock, let it dry, and you're good to go. That is it.
Roman, 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 Roman,
Roman.
Roman. Roman swipes. Go to GetRoman.com/sun. You can get your first month for swipes for just $5 when you choose a monthly plan. That is GetRoman.com/sun. Swab your shit up, bro. Swab your shit up, boys. Don't go out with an undamped penis.
No, never.
Because we'll notice.
Shit damp.
Okay? Like, we'll be able to tell through your pants if you've swiped your cock before you go out.
Keep that shit damp. Keep that shit right.
Vidi Hacker told me personally that he uses it.
He did.
Before he
left. He
personally
endorsed it.
He whispered into both of our ears.
He said, hey, bro, you want to know why I'm so fucking hot and why girls love me? It's the swipes.
Keep on.
He whispered in my ear, he goes, the swipes.
He told it, hey, boys, keep talking that Roman shit, man. Yeah. Gets me through every episode.
Yeah.
You boys get me through the day. I was going to commit suey big time.
And then he whispered the N-word into my ear.
He says, I'm going to commit suey if I can't keep on saying the N-word.
Yeah. As long as I got these, no one can stop me.
He said, he told us to put that on a wife beater. I'm going to commit suey if I
was he rocking a wife beater when he came in?
Yeah, a wife beater and some dickies, some baggy
so
dicks.
Sick.
So sick, bro. When I first saw him, I was like, is that a dock worker? Is he work industrially? There must be a reason that he's wearing exclusively dickies and Carhartts.
You got to be really confident to be able to just pull up somewhere in a wife beater.
Yeah.
If I pulled up in a wife beater, I would get arrested, I think.
You gotta love your nipples to pull up in a wife beater.
Yeah.
Like you have to have like a love affair with your nipples.
I don't even think I could put a wife beater on and look at myself in the mirror. I don't even want to know how I look with a wife beater on.
You get put on a watch list.
Yeah.
I get like an Amber Alert on my phone. Like someone in your area is violated. The cops just kick in the door like, who just put on a wife beater in here? It bunches up weird around
my roommate in college used to wear a wife beater all the time. And I would be like, so uncomfortable.
If you got a Tyson Fury bod, you can't wear a wife beater. Like if you're on some Tyson Fury couldn't wear a wife beater.
No, my roommate was really skinny though. So he pulled it off.
So he looked good in it, you're saying?
No, like he just like was like Vinny Hacker, but obviously way less chiseled and way less taut.
Wife beaters used to be for kids that fought.
Yeah.
Like you used to be, if you wear a wife beater, it's like, oh, you're a domestic fighter.
When I think of a wife beater, you think of like a dude pulling up to like a driving range with like sandals on and like long shorts that go past his knees.
Hmm. Now
that's what I think of it.
I'll start thinking of it now, but I've never thought of that before.
Oh, yeah, that's what I think of.
Break it down.
You want to do a wife beater episode if you hit 90K subscribers?
Nah.
It's worth it.
Matter of fact, I hope we never get to 90K if that's the case. I'm never wearing a
wife
beater.
I'd do a Jankos episode if we got to 90K.
Oh, yeah. I wear Jankos on my fucking
arms. We'll do
Jankos
and wife beaters.
When is Dave on?
Whoa, bro.
Put the cat back in the bag.
Bro.
Put the toothpaste back in the tube.
No,
that's supposed
to
be a surprise when he comes on next episode.
He's coming on next episode. Unless people don't want him to come on. Then
we actually should probably just talk about it now. What are we going to talk to him about?
I have no idea. I was thinking about...
We should just talk to him like it's an interview.
I was thinking about some jokes to make, but then I was like, I don't think he's going to think I'm funny.
I know.
Or any of the things I say is funny.
Yeah, like what's the deal with that? So would you rather just crack jokes?
We can't make fun of Vinny Hacker around him because he's like boys with Vinny.
Dave wears wife beaters too.
Yeah.
Like Dave definitely like tries out a wife beater.
Yeah. After Vinny was in the office, Dave and him went out for drinks.
He styled Dave.
Yeah.
He was like, yo, this is how you roll up your dickies.
Yeah.
This is how you put a Carhartt beanie on.
He was like, Dave, why don't we go get you tatted up?
We'll put some tats on you.
No tats, bro.
And Dave's like, no, check this out. He showed him his inner lip.
Yeah.
I'm tatted.
Shit is so beta.
Or where's Dave's? No, Dave has a finger tat.
Does he really?
I think so.
I would never get a tattoo. Couldn't. Afraid of needles. That's why I didn't get the vaccine. Just kidding. I did get the vaccine. My mom today was like, are you going to get the booster shot? And I was like, probably not. Are you going to get the booster shot?
Let's get political, bro. Fuck no, bro.
You know what we should have on the podcast?
Fauci.
Eric Clapton and Fauci.
Yo.
Same time.
And have a great debate.
Yeah.
Should we both pick a side or we'll moderate?
Or we'll be like, fellas.
Or
we'll be like, guys, can we all be friends with like, even if we have different political opinions? And we'll just shoot the shit for an hour.
Yeah.
And that way we'll end this hysteria going on in our country.
Because people just need to reach across the aisle and see like everybody else isn't that different from you. Clapton's not that different from Fauci.
Isn't Clapton from London though?
Yeah, probably.
Clapton.
But he lived in New York for long enough. Like Eric Fauci is just...
He's an Englishman.
Or Dr. What's Fauci's first name? Giacomo Fauci is fucking, he's basically Eric Clapton without the guitar abilities. Like they're the same guy. He just doesn't know how to shred. And if they could just put their differences down, put down their swords, come on, son of a boy, dad.
I just Googled Eric Clapton to figure out where he was from. And this says, you know how, so you read the Rolling Stone article, I'm assuming.
No, I didn't even
read
the
headline.
I just saw the headline was like,
he was donating money to the band. He gave them $1,300.
And they're saying that he's like funding...
He's funding anti-vax bands.
So he's broke.
$1,300 from Eric Clapton?
Anytime you give that specific amount of money, like you're broke.
Or he's just like doesn't care that much about it. What's his net worth? I thought he was worth like millions.
He definitely is.
He's worth $500 million.
Yeah, he's got like old money.
And
he definitely owns his masters.
And he gave them $1,000?
That's probably just what he had on him.
He can't be that passionate about it.
He just had it in his pocket.
They were making it seem like he was funding the anti-vax like army.
He probably just drove past the guy with a sign on a cardboard cutout and like gave him what he had in his ashtray.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's funding them.
Yeah. God damn. The media, bro. Stop trying to talk bad about Clapton.
He wrote Layla.
He wrote Tears in Heaven.
Got me on my knees, Layla.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Darling, won't you ease my worried mind? Damn, bro.
Would you know my name if I saw you in heaven?
You think you're ever going to die?
Yeah.
Damn.
This might be the last episode, honestly.
Fuck, bro.
You never know. You never know.
How do you want to be remembered as? A 20-year-old?
That wouldn't be bad. Because it wouldn't be bad to die and people would be like, he had so much potential.
Oh, that would be the best. I mean,
he was just getting started.
That's the best way to go.
Yeah.
Always on the ascent.
Yeah.
You never have to see the other side of the mountain.
No, I don't want to see the other side.
It's grim over here. It's shadowy and dark over here, brother. It's cold over here. Get out while you can, man.
Would you know my name?
You got to fucking get Clapton as your babysitter, man. That's Clapton. The only way out.
I want to know what Clapton said. on stage. But we'll talk. We'll
Clapton
that
made
out.
A song about it. You never listened to his song?
About his song. He's like, did
what's
he make
everybody
like a,
doing here?
Didn't he make like a 30-minute song about
what's
the
what's with
bats?
All the confusion?
Bro, that's Dylan.
He Dylan did a little bit.
No.
He felt
Dylan did not say anything about the vax.
Wait, what?
Never would do that.
He might have.
He didn't.
He didn't?
No. He doesn't talk to the
Owen,
public.
Owen, remove yourself. Don't let Stan culture affect your opinion of Dylan.
He did not. He made a 15-minute song about JFK's assassination.
So what if he did, though? Are you going to stop? Are you going to separate the artist from the art? It's not like you're going to back off
Dylan. Yeah, I just don't want you
Dylan.
Slandering my favorite artist.
Bro, you can
bro, we can talk shit about Clapton all day.
Slander my favorite artist then. Slander Basquiat, bro.
Dude, like, you can slander Clapton all you want, but when you get to Vinnie Hacker, that's where shit gets a little rough for me.
That's a real artist.
We should call up Vinnie. Can we text Dave and ask for Vinnie's phone number?
All right.
No, I'm kidding. I don't want to talk to Vinnie.
What if he just gave
I'd
us
I'd be
the
so
number.
Nervous.
I can't believe that we missed Jay Rich in the office.
Oh, yeah, I know. We both did. He seemed cool.
Josh Richards?
Yeah, Ja mm-hmm. Ray.
Ja Ray.
What? That's like a thing that people say.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Ja Ray?
Yeah, it's from like an old Cody Ko TikTok.
Ja Ray.
Everyone called him Ja Ray for a long time.
Salute to Ja Ray.
Yeah.
No, he did seem like a...
He seemed
goated.
Like a nice kid. I mean, I'm sure...
Very normal.
I'm sure they're very media trained.
What
right?
do you mean? All of them. Well, they all know Vinny. How to not step in it.
Yeah, except Vinny. Clearly.
I thought he did because like we
like,
tried
I'm sure
to...
day one of media training, they're probably like, don't say the N-word. And he's like, that one.
He says, let me live.
Yeah, let me fucking live. I shit excellence. I piss excellence.
It is a fucking savage move to do. It's just... you
on my fucking birthday too, you're going to call me out?
He must feel like an actual god.
Oh yeah, I think those kids all must feel like just the greatest people that have ever walked.
He had a kid
earth.
With him who had a Vinnie Hacker tattoo.
No. One of his homeboys.
Mm-hmm.
And I Hacker. Think those were the kids that he consulted with when someone made like a Jewish joke or something like that. And he was like, is that okay? Are they allowed to make that kind of joke?
Oh yeah, dude. That was so, that's what I was thinking of.
That's what I mean. Like,
Big
so
Cat
he,
made a Jewish joke.
And he's like, wait, and he like consulted with his group and then they like nodded and said like, that's a permissible joke or whatever.
They're like, yeah, we just looked it up. Big Cat's Jewish. So
it's cool. It's cool. He's allowed
It's kind of like Vinny. It's kind of like when you say the
word. Yeah. Cause you like how you have black friends. He's Jewish.
It's basically the same thing. So don't really worry about it, Vinny.
I thought Vinny was cool, bro.
I didn't. I hated him the second he walked in.
You were jealous of him.
I was jealous of his smoking hot bod.
Yeah. You wanted to rip his fucking clothes off and, and wear him for yourself.
Wait, you were there when he came on?
Yeah.
And you just didn't say anything?
No.
He got your boy got real quiet. He just crossed his arms. He's like, nothing cool. Fuck this guy.
I was like, 12 million. That's it.
Like a petulant team.
Wonder what his net worth is.
What other hot boys have more followers than him?
Bryce Hall. But Bryce Hall's on the down. He's down. He's going downhill.
I don't know if you want to say that, bro, because he's got A, 95% girl followers, and B, he's thinking about texting his ex back.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Who his ex is Addison Rae, right?
Yep.
And
he's got a new apartment with black couches.
I was listening to Shane Gillis's podcast this week, and he was talking about how he was in LA and how everyone there's TikTok famous. And he said that this big manager was at the restaurant, and then like 10 and then like 6 boys in this house walked in, like into the restaurant to meet with him. And I was like, I couldn't help but think it had to have been Gruen, right? The way he described him, I don't like want to say it, but like
you
it
said,
was,
big. Do you mean big? Like
he said, he was a big, big fat Jewish like, guy. Gruen.
Is Gruen Jewish? I don't know. I don't know if you could just put Judaism on.
Well,
someone.
I am Jewish, so I'm allowed to do that.
But you're allowed to just anoint someone Jewish.
Yes.
No, you can kidding. Get it's like the N-word, it's like a hood pass. It's like an N-word pass. Like you can give people Judaism.
Yeah.
You can just bless people with
it. Yeah, you can.
Were you listening to Shane Gillis' podcast to see if he said anything about you?
No, I was listening to it because I've never listened to it, and Greer's like obsessed with it and always sends us clips.
You know, the real podcast is War Mode, though.
Mm-hmm. War Mode. What
QAnon one?
Who's that?
I don't know if they're QAnon, but maybe they're QAnon.
What's War Mode?
It's Matt's brother.
Oh, so he's like a... But Matt is like a super big, like conspiracy, like spiritual guy too.
He's spiritual.
He's like the Joe Rogan of the podcast.
He's like you could say that. He's the one who's like rocks.
Like he doesn't masturbate.
Yeah, he doesn't masturbate.
He said when he masturbates, he says it feels like a chore and he like hates doing it, but he says he has to do it sometimes to drain his balls. This is all after the one episode that I listened to.
But he's like dead serious about psychedelics. Like like he'll take he took the blindfolded five grams of mushrooms. It's like it's not a joke to him. Like I know people who are like that with like psychedelics who are just dead serious.
Have you
about
met
it.
Matt?
I've never met Matt.
Is he a Philly guy too?
I think so.
Yeah.
I know cousins on both sides of his family. And they have the fucking sickest stories. Like one of them got in a fight with a kid and he was like about to fight the kid. And he like had a plastic bag in his hand and he threw the plastic bag in the air next to the kid who was like, yo, look at that. And the kid was like, what? And the kid, when the kid looked, he just sucker punched the kid.
Jesus Christ.
He used like a plastic bag as like a prop to like
it's
knock a kid
idea.
Out.
Yeah.
The most ingenious and inventive thing. Like that's like a Jackie Chan move, like using like a hubcap to like knock someone out or something.
My cousin walked up to someone and said there was something in their teeth and then he knocked their tooth out.
Oh. Her?
No.
Your cousin just punched the girl in the face. This is how we found
That's
out.
That's brutal.
Oh, and also you got punched in the face by a...
Did you actually get punched?
Yeah.
By a guy in a hospital gown.
Really?
You know, like 49th and 9th, that when we turned to take the subway, I had AirPods in, a guy in a hospital gown just came up and swang at me in the face. Is it swang or swung?
Swung.
People are correcting me both ways. Hurt?
Swang is like how Paul Wall talks about like
you go
the
down?
Candy paint dripping car he drives.
No, I ducked back and he hit me in the shoulder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then he gave you a dead arm.
And then I was just like in shock. I watched him. He did it to a few more people.
Holy shit.
A punching rampage?
Yeah.
That's
I guess it's
crazy.
It's better than
That's
like...
Well, I guess I shouldn't say that.
Say it.
That's close to where we live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys got a puncher in your neighborhood?
Right, it's right where we live.
That's our corner, yeah.
You guys have a puncher?
Yeah, we don't live in a great area, but we're almost out. We're going to be out soon.
No way.
Like 2 more months.
I mean, no better fucking time to get out.
And guess where we're moving?
BK?
BK.
Yo!
Right in between you and Big Cat's
Brooklyn!
House.
No, right in between you and your wife in bed.
Welcome, boys.
Keep a place for me. No, we're not. I don't think we're going to move to Brooklyn. We might, but I think we're realistically probably going to move to like East Village.
Why'd you say that?
Because I like to fuck with you.
You're pathological, bro. This is bordering on pathological, bro.
You're pathological. No, you're pathological.
I'm not pathological.
I actually think that like hanging out with like KB and Nick made me more of like a I lie more in for the sake of like making jokes. Because now I just make shit up. To like get a laugh.
Yeah.
Like I was with
what making jokes is.
No, it's not. Not until I like came here, it wasn't.
What was making jokes before then?
Telling a funny story.
Telling the truth?
Something that actually happened. Now I'll be like, I was hanging out with my family this weekend and we were talking about something. I forget what I said, but I just completely made it up. And they're like, oh my God, that actually happened. And they were laughing. And I was like, no, none of that happened.
Like when you said that my dad's like, yeah, I don't see it.
Yeah, that never happened.
Yeah, that was a funny joke that you made, and everyone could tell it was a joke.
Because the podcast is all lies. Vinny Hacker never actually said the N-word. Just kidding.
Thank God. I was worried about him. I just unfollowed him.
I had to take my posters down from my room. Hacker posters.
I had to burn all my hacker art, my hacker CDs.
Color them in and put them back up.
Yeah. Tape them back together. I'm sorry, Vinny.
Vinny.
I ripped up my Lil Nas X Vinny Hacker Air Max collaboration shoes that I
did that,
that
is
I threw
that a thing?
Oh yeah.
No way that Vinny Hacker and Lil Nas X collabed, bro. I know Lil Nas X personally.
Okay.
I know him on a friend level.
Have you ever been in a group chat with him?
I have. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Bro, shut
who
up.
Who hasn't been in a group chat with Lil Nas X?
Yeah, I'm not
every
in
every group chat you get added to, it's like a bunch of people, then Lil Nas X will be in it. He doesn't reply.
But he's just in it?
Yeah, bro. Bro, Lil Nas X followed me when he had 80K.
Shut up, bro.
Yeah.
And then made
back
him unfollow.
He was a meme account. Oh, he still follows me.
You can DM God?
Him right now. Let me say, come on, son of a boy, dad.
On God?
Yeah.
Do it.
Nah.
You're always making me DM Drake.
Yeah, but that's for my own personal benefit.
Yeah, and this would be my personal benefit.
Yeah, but I don't want to help you.
This would be our personal benefit.
You saw the Drake Drewski video?
Oh, it's so funny.
Yeah. Drewski's hilarious.
We should have him on the pod.
Yeah.
I think I'd be too nervous.
Yeah, he's on my wish list too.
Yeah.
So are Gillian Wallow.
That we could actually do that pretty easily.
Yeah, they're fucking hilarious too.
You could get them on today if we wanted to.
That's where I got putting mustard on my jacket from. Oh, they yeah. always say that. Like, don't put mustard on my jacket. Don't put fucking smut on my name. You're putting mustard on my jacket. And they're dead serious. Like, they're like about to fight someone being like, you're putting my fucking mustard on my jacket right now.
Yeah, they're hilarious. Anytime they come on the yak, it's so funny.
But just also getting mustard on your jacket is infuriating.
Yeah, is it though? Because I feel like mustard comes off pretty easily.
No, it doesn't.
No.
You've it never doesn't. Had mustard on no. your jacket, bro.
I got a mustard stain on a white sweatshirt and it never came off.
There's a Key and Peele bit about mustard on ties.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I got pizza grease on my pants before we started recording. Just a shame that I was eating pizza too, because today was supposed to be like my big day back.
Back in the gym?
Back. Yeah, today I was coming back.
Hard. Everyone has been like, Sass is jacked. Sass is so fucking ripped.
Yeah, because I'm just fat as fuck.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at least that's a good like part of fat to be. Like, that's a good place on the spectrum
yeah, but
of fat
getting
to be.
Too big and I need to slim down.
You're going to get lumped out. You're going to be on some Fury shit soon enough.
Yeah, I'm trying to get on some Vinny Hacker shit.
Yeah, but I mean, you know that that's going to require an entire lifestyle change.
I know.
Modifying.
Tattoos, wife beaters, dickies.
The problem is.
Maybe a watch.
Maybe a watch. No.
Yes.
Maybe a collective.
Maybe. Wait, are we there yet? I think we got to do another one before that.
No,
does
we
it
could,
matter what order
I was thinking we leapfrog it.
Yeah, let's go fuck right to Vincero. I talked to somebody this week that was like, I like how on the podcast, like, you don't, like, try and trick people into listening to the ads. Like, you just tell people when there's going to be an ad. And I was like, oh, you like that we suck at transitions. You like that we just jump right into ads. But
I hope you clocked whoever that was.
Clocked.
Yeah.
Like a Vincero
like
watch.
A Vincero watch.
It was a woman that said it. So maybe don't wish that...
All right, so
I was
like
pulling an Owen's cousin.
They're giving us permission to riff, but we have to keep it brand safe.
Okay, so let's start the riff.
Let's riff.
Start riffing.
So I was at the club the other day.
Yeah.
Don't you mean the bank?
The bank.
I love the bank.
Comes up to me and they go, that watch looks expensive. And I go, well, not really, because guess what I used? I used promo code son of a boy dad, or I used promo code son for 15% off on. For 50% off on an entire order for limited time.
15.
Let's run that back.
Again. Now you need some fucking diction lessons, my boy.
Bruh. Go to Vincero.com. Okay.
You're putting mustard on your
you
own
take
jacket.
This over. I'm fucking this up. You take this over?
No. You got this.
No, I don't even know where to go.
So I was watching my favorite show, Squid Game, the other day, and I saw one of the characters.
Bro, it says don't talk about Squid Game in the notes.
Oh, God damn it. Hold up. All right. You go. Vincero watches.
Okay. They're not just watches, though.
My favorite TikToker who says the N-word often wears a Vincero
okay,
watch.
Okay, come on. We're cutting that now.
Come on, bro.
You're about to get booted from the pod.
No, dude. Don't boot me from son of a boy.
One
dad,
week,
bro.
Sussy.
Vincero. Is
right,
a great
start it
brand.
Now.
They don't only make watches. It's Vincero Collective. They make sunglasses. They make bracelets. They make watches. Personally, the sunglasses that they make are the only sunglasses that I've ever worn, and they're the only ones that I've ever looked good in. I love them. I wear them every day.
They make wallets. Now that
they also make wallets.
Now that PFT isn't the sunglasses guy, Lil Sass said that he might be the guy who wears sunglasses in all of his content, but only if they're Vincero. And I mean. Vincero's calling card is the watch. Sure, they do everything else, but if you don't
have
a Vincero
nice-ass watches.
Oh my God.
Yeah, watches to die for.
Spectacular, like Patrick Bateman would wear type of watches.
Yeah.
Like just beautiful.
Patrick Bateman watches. And guess what? They have over 30,000 five-star reviews featured in Forbes, Business Insider, Newsweek. Vincero offers you a shopping experience you can be proud of. Vincero has been carbon neutral since 2019, investing in solar energy, hydropower, and forestry. You don't get a lot of brands like that.
Yeah.
I actually heard that Rolex is donating money to destroy the environment.
They're actively using Rolex Collective to knock down the trees in the Amazon.
So I'm hoping our listeners are not a fan of that. I'm hoping they're a fan of carbon neutral companies, especially a carbon neutral company that's been carbon neutral since 2019.
The chainsaw motors are made by Rolex.
Yes.
And the Rolex executives come and piss on the rainforest tribe's former
Vincero
homes.
What happens is then the Rolex executives leave and then the Vincero executives walk in and they plant new trees.
They come clean it up. They pick up all the trash.
They save all the animals.
It's fucking incredible what they're doing over at Vincero.
The team at Vincero has hooked us up with a bunch of accessories and they're awesome.
They're pretty nice.
What we love most about the brand is their versatility, with a collection for every look and colorway for every
versatility.
Outfit. What's so funny about that?
Versatile.
It says versatility. Jesus. Vincero makes it easy to elevate.
Versatility.
Vincero.
I said Vincero. Vincero makes it easy to elevate your style at a fair price. 15% off applied on an entire order for limited time. Plus, they cover all shipping costs. Go to VINCERO collective.com/sun. That is promo code SUN.
VINCERO.
And once again, we are still offering the same offer where if you guys buy 100 watches, we will come and personally deliver the 101st watch to your house
personally,
or your desired location.
No matter where you live in the continental United States and Hawaii.
And you need to actually show us like the receipt. You can't just put 100 in your cart. You need to show us that you bought 100 watches and we'll come and deliver you a surprise 101 watch.
But it won't be a surprise because we're telling you right now.
It won't be a surprise.
But when it happens, will be a surprise. And so just be ready. Just don't, you know, wear something nice every day until it happens.
Exactly.
We will be dropping in on you like Publishers Clearinghouse and just with a big check, just shocking you. What'd you do all weekend, my bro?
I really didn't do much. I had a very, very laid back weekend. I was at home, took the train home. The train's just gotten brutal though.
You're a train, dude. You're a train rider.
Well, it's like the only way to get there. It's the only way to get home unless I drive, which I don't have a car.
You could take Dave's heli.
True.
You could take the chopper.
That would be awesome if I just landed the heli in my front yard.
Who is that? Your neighbors are all checking you out.
No, yeah, it was a good weekend, though.
That's probably what people in New England think working for Barstool's like.
Probably, yeah. Well, yeah, I guess New England's a big Barstool area.
Is it like that, actually?
Oh, yeah. Viva. We have a Viva billboard in our high school.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, bro. That's so fucking legendary.
But, yeah, good weekend. I chilled. I hung out with my family, watched a lot of movies, chilled with my dogs for a bit. Just posted up.
That's the best, bro. Recharge.
Yeah, feeling good.
Get 14 hours of sleep a night like LeBron gets.
Yeah. No, I actually didn't. I didn't get a lot of sleep, but I got to sleep the last two nights, which is good.
Thank
God. I've been on a bad sleep streak.
You were trying to sleep without melatonin.
Yeah, still am. Probably going to go back to it tonight, though.
Why?
Just because. I probably won't. It's just fucking awful.
You're predicting a bad night of sleep coming up?
No, it's just like it makes me so drowsy in the mornings and it like ruins the whole beginning of my day.
The melatonin does.
Yeah.
So then why don't you just stop using it?
Because I can't fall asleep.
Really?
Yeah. No, I'll be fine. I'm going to work out aggressively after this.
Or why don't you just jerk off aggressively too?
No, I'm going to work out super hard so that I'm falling asleep at like 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Just start, cardio, walking places and shit like that.
Yeah. It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
It's going to be good. It's going to be very good.
A lot of good shit coming.
It's going to be very good.
Yeah, I watched A Quiet Place 1 and 2. Not great.
Really?
Did you see them?
No, I didn't.
They're not that great.
I told myself I was going to.
I might have fucked up. It's not that bad. It's not like a bad movie, but I went into it thinking it was a horror movie.
Is it not?
No, it's like a thriller, and it's not scary at all.
What the fuck's the difference?
A thriller's like more of like a story and stuff. Like a horror is just like a scary movie.
And it just wasn't scary?
No, a thriller is like a little bit scary, but a horror movie is like supposed to be like really scary. This was not scary.
Were you thrilled?
No.
It wasn't thrilling?
No, because I was just waiting to be scared.
And they're just quiet the whole time.
Yeah.
Do they ever fucking yell?
In the second one, there's a lot more talking than there is in the first one.
You know what threw me off when I first heard John Krasinski getting interviewed afterwards, and he's got a different speaking voice than Jim from The Office does?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably just like aging and stuff.
You think that's your speaking voice changes with age?
If you smoke a pack of cigs a day, yeah.
Are you accusing Halpert of fucking smoking ciggies?
Yep.
No way. Mm-hmm. Do you know something I don't?
Brother.
Are you doxing him as a smoker?
Brother, you never share a cigarette with a man until
he talks like he's like trying to like cover up his front teeth or something like that whenever he's Jim.
Yeah, he's kind of a little bitch in the first movie too.
Facts, bro.
And he's not even in the second one.
Halpert, you're on notice. You just made the list, bro. You're a little bit of a bitch. Sass might come and steal your boo thing.
I know.
Emily Blunt?
Straight up. Emily Blunt's in the second, or in the movie.
I saw her and him right on the same street as our office one time, about a block away from our office.
When was this?
Some 18 months ago.
Oh.
Unbelievable, huh?
That would have been cool to see.
The people you fucking see in New York, bro.
I haven't seen anyone in New York ever.
Really?
Any famous people?
I saw Giamatti on like my first day.
When I first moved here, I remember Nick was like, yeah, I see famous people all the time. Like we met the guy from Always Sunny. I saw Jonah Hill just walking down the street the other day. And I just see like people who are like on the verge of death constantly. And that's it.
Are they famous looking?
No.
What if they're just has-beens, famous has-beens?
True. That could be me in a couple years.
That's going to be Vinny Hacker in a couple years.
Oh, yeah. They all do look like Vinny Hacker.
Chiseled, tatted.
Yeah. It's weird that, like, the cool look is to be, like, someone who's, like, bordering death.
Yeah. Super skinny like that. Because yeah. You can't acquire that.
Bro, how come no one wants a plump guy like me? Someone who's clearly well-fed. Takes care of himself.
That used to be the wave in, like, the 1700s.
I'm clean, bro. No tats.
You're like edible. You're like, if we had to eat somebody, you'd be the first one to go.
Vinny Hacker would be the last.
Yeah, because
his ink poisoning.
Yeah, his skin is inked up.
Yeah.
His body is emaciated. He doesn't have any nice fat on him.
He's got no fat.
You could make a brisket out of you.
Oh, yeah.
We could cut your back fat fucking
whole filet.
Serve it up. Yeah, we could make a loin. We could make a tenderloin out of your inner thigh.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. So unfortunately, I don't make the rules.
You're not going to be the one that fucking gets eaten.
I'm not.
Bro, this weekend I went to a like a fall fest. I was on some fall shit.
Yeah?
Like a corn maze.
Oh, that's fun.
Pumpkin patch.
Yeah, that's gas.
We had a bonfire.
That's the geek.
It was the geek. We went in a corn maze and rode on like a death hearse or whatever. And
what's a death hearse?
It's like a fucking, it's like a monster truck that like a bunch of kids get on.
Yeah.
And they just whip around the cornfield. You're screaming. We were basically the only adults there. We were just fucking with the kids.
Was that in New York?
It was in Pennsylvania. It was like
Oh, you were out in Pensy.
Pensy, yeah. Penn State. You already know, bro.
How was that?
It was fucking awesome.
What were you doing out there?
We were at this fall fest. I went just for this fall fest.
Fuck yeah.
It was fucking sweet. But we were in the middle of this corn maze and like we just started hanging out there. Mm-hmm. And my friends are just a bunch of weirdos and they were just like...
Were the mics there?
Yeah, there was like three mics there.
The ones I know?
Yeah. No, not those mics, but two other ones. Or no, one... I'm not sure if you met him, but the one whose house you went to, he was in there. But we went to the cornfield and we were just chanting as like all these kids are just lost. Corn people, corn people, corn people. And kids were definitely getting horrified. Or like I was riding on this death hearse and I just started like screaming at the top of my lungs. And so all the kids got even more scared. They started screaming.
That's hilarious.
It was fucked up and massively immature, but it's just like, I'm getting my fall in.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to have my pumpkin spice.
No,
I'm have
my
apple shit. Like I'm going to maximize it.
I'm loving the weather. It's hot as fuck in this room, but
even just walking around.
Yeah, walking around outside, it's like the perfect weather right now.
Yes, I love this shit.
I want to get outside, go to Central Park.
Just some crisp ass air.
I'm gonna go to Central Park and just start raking. Community service.
Have you ever done community service?
No. God no. Giving back to the community is not my thing.
Bro, I've done some court mandated community service before. And
what'd you have to do? Pick up trash?
Pick up trash.
Why'd you get court mandated?
It was for like an underage or some shit like that.
Yeah.
At some point.
Murder.
Basically.
Underage murder.
Like we got in the car with like, it was like a white van with like, it was like basically everyone else had to be like on parole or like convicts. Everybody was like basically in like it was like a chain gang. We were
Jesus
all like
Christ.
Fucking, but it was just like such bullshit. We just would go to like a random city block in like a park and like pick up people's like paper plates with like the little forcep things that you use to grab trash.
Yeah,
for fat people who like don't want to bend over and grab their cups out of their kitchen cabinet or whatever. But they let us off early every day. It's just bullshit. Like, or another time I had community service, I had to like clean up a firehouse
or
something like
that.
Damn,
so you've
had
a lot of community service.
I've had a decent amount of community service.
Bro, you're up to no good. We got to straighten you out.
Well, get me on a scared straight program or something like that.
When was the last time you were locked up?
But it's the Storm Chasers thing, but they threw that out because of COVID. And we weren't even really locked up. They just had us in a little situation. We were
so
jammed
been,
up. We weren't
so
locked up.
So you've been behind the bars before?
It wasn't. I mean, I've been in a... I haven't been in like a
holding cell?
I've been in a holding cell. So I haven't been in like a...
That's hilarious.
A jail or a prison. But
yeah,
I've been
obviously.
In a holding cell.
I didn't think you had. Yeah. I hope not.
But I've had like one of my boys, Mike, he was thrown in, he opened up the door of like a cop car or something when, like at Penn State. He was just like walking around drunk and he like opened up the door of the cop car and they came up to him and he like gave him a fake name and then they threw him in like the actual jail. Like he had to go to like the actual jail for like a fuck around prank. It's like the same level of the shit that I was doing, but like he actually got thrown in jail with like a cellmate and like he like cried.
Is it one of the mics that I know?
Yeah.
Which one?
One of them.
All right.
I don't know if he wants it out there.
Yeah, that, probably not. That's hilarious.
It's good plausible deniability to have a bunch of friends with the same name.
That's hilarious. Oh, and have you ever been locked up?
No.
Never been behind bars?
No.
Yeah. Oh, Rowan has apparently multiple times.
It was like a bitch ass, like lonely jail cell. It's not like there was other people in there that I had to like worry about.
Funny, dude.
Like I was like cold and looking across the cell at them or anything.
You don't have to like deny if anything happened in the showers. We weren't even thinking about that.
I didn't even say showers.
He's like, no, dude, like you're not like it wasn't like what you think it is. Like,
stop trying to put mustard on my fucking jacket, bro.
It was just me in there. It wasn't like there was anyone else in there trying to have sex with me.
I didn't suck the CO's dick or anything like that.
I didn't suck anyone off.
Most of my shenanigans, I was under 18.
Yeah, me too.
So it would just be tickets and stuff.
Yeah. Mine would usually just be like a couple punches to the face from the cop and then go home, get out of here.
A cop put me on the roof of it. He like strangled me onto the roof of his cop car one time.
Well, I would love to know what you were doing. This was
like, I was just like coming out of a bar and there was like a brawl that was happening and I was like
in the
I was just near the middle of it.
Yeah.
And like the cop, the cop must have seen me as like the biggest bitch, like the most like manhandleable. And he like Bart Simpson choked me onto the roof of the car and I just like put my hands up right away. Like, and fucking he let me go, but it stopped the fight pretty quickly. But
that's
hilarious. He choked the fuck out of me onto the roof of the car. But like, what am I gonna do? Hit a cop?
Yeah, you hit a cop, you're going in.
Exactly. That's all that was echoing in my head. A good
well.
You should
have reached for his gun at least.
My friends had a gun phase too.
Oh wow!
But that was like 23. Your friends are probably coming up on their gun phase.
Yeah, I could see that. We were gonna go shooting one time, but we never did.
That's what I mean.
I want to shoot bad.
Yeah, see, you're coming up on it.
I just want to feel that power.
You're coming up on it.
Yeah.
You're going to get a little bitch-ass 22.
Start wearing it, to start bringing it to the office. It's in a holster.
We were just talking about my friends being in their gun phase this past weekend, and like three of them all got guns at this one house in Manayunk in Philly.
Yeah,
and
they brought like burners?
What do you mean?
Or like burn? What is it? Scratch offs? Whatever.
No, I think they bought legit
burners.
Guns.
Yeah,
they were like they probably had like a serial number on them or whatever. But they like brought me into like a room at a party and like locked the door to like show me their guns. And like I knew two of the kids, and the other one who I didn't know was like I heard you rap. He like cocked the gun. He's like, spit something.
Oh, no. That's
like,
horrifying.
I don't think I want, and I didn't rap for him. I was like, I don't think I want to. But he was like, you're making a mistake. Like,
was he going to kill you?
No, because like the other two dudes were like my friends.
And they
but
were
he was
strapped
just,
up too.
I think he was just like practicing intimidation. He was like finding his legs like with intimidation.
I don't think I would do well being around a gun.
Yeah, it's spooky as fuck.
Yeah.
But there's like a phase in your life where it'll just be fun. Another one of the kids who was my friend, he said one of the times when he freshly got his gun, like he was showing it off and there was like a fly flying around him and he like pulled out the gun. He was like, you believe the balls on this fly? Holding the fucking gun up to the fly. I just remembered the story when they were bringing it up this weekend and I was dying. You believe the balls on this fly?
So they had guns and they would just carry them around.
It was like, It was like a phase in their life where they were like riding motorcycles and like having guns and like spiking their hair up and shit like that. It was, I don't know if they were like taking the gun on the motorcycle or like they would like have the gun at home and like lock it away or something like that. But they were like locking their door and keeping, I don't know if it was perfect gun safety because they were brandishing at it.
Yeah.
At a fruit fly, but you believe the balls on this fly?
Speaking of safety.
Yo, bro. You're the transition god
too
today.
Too easy. It's too easy.
How do you do it?
Speaking of safety.
Talk us through your process as like a comedian. Like, how do you come up with a good segue?
Look, I'm going to stop you right there. There's big news from my favorite home security company. You ever heard of SimpliSafe? I know you have. They just launched their new wireless outdoor security camera. That's right. SimpliSafe. The system that U.S. News and World Report names best home security system of 2021. Well, good news. It just got even better.
Let's go.
This brand new outdoor security camera is engineered with all the advanced and security features you want and need to keep you and your family safe. It is an ultra-wide 140-degree field of view, so you can keep watch over your entire yard.
140 degrees? That's more than a third of the whole spectrum of view.
That's the more than a third of the whole spectrum of view.
So you can keep watch over your entire yard. It has 1080p HD resolution with an 8x zoom camera. That means you can capture the zoom.
Zoom.
That's right, brother. You can
see
anything.
That's more than one third of your entire zoom.
You can zoom all the way in. Like, who's that fucking murderer who's like in his parents' backyard?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm Laundry. You could zoom all the way in. Like,
I don't know that.
Brian Laundry's parents.
I don't know Brian.
You don't
know? I'm not familiar.
Good kid. It has a built-in spotlight with color night vision, so you can keep an eye on what's going on day and night, like Kid Cudi type shit. It's super simple to set up and usually just takes 10 minutes. It also has an easy-to-remove rechargeable battery, so it doesn't need an outlet and can go anywhere on your property. This camera has it all, and it integrates to your SimpliSafe home security system, extending its protection to the outside. Together, it means every door, window, and room are protected, and now your property will be too. Get some for yourself. Get some for your home. Get some for your apartment. Get some for your house. Get some for your parents. Get some for your children. Make sure that everybody you know has a SimpliSafe, and if you want to learn more about it, go to simplisafe.com/sun, and you can get 20% off your entire new system and your first month of monitoring for free if you enroll in interactive monitoring. Again, that's simplisafe.com/sun. Watch that shit from anywhere. You could just be on your phone watching your front yard, making sure that the Joneses, the Capulets, and the Montagues aren't fucking skirting over your yard and fucking ducking into your shit.
It is great. It is great.
I love the fucking folks over at SimpliSafe.
I love them.
They keep us safe, and it's that simple.
I would say I would take a bullet for the guys over at SimpliSafe, but with the security that they're providing, I don't think I would need to.
You never have to.
No.
You never fucking have to, my brother. You get up on stage at all recently?
Yeah, I did last week.
And?
Fucking crushed.
Dude, I believe it, bro.
Is that even a question?
You might be the next him. You might be him.
I think I'm next up, to say the least.
And there's no shame in saying it. Sometimes if you know you're good, you're good.
Yeah.
It's like Jay-Z calling himself the best rapper alive.
Yeah. I am the best stand-up comedian alive.
You don't have to work on your craft.
Nope.
All these other suckers have to work on their craft.
See, that's something the way I like to put it for people is like, so you know how Beethoven,
he was
blind and he could always just play, right? For me, I could always just play.
Beethoven was blind?
Is deaf and blind.
He was deaf and he could play the piano?
Yes. Yeah. And he also had no limbs.
Something doesn't add up. He was like Anne Frank out there.
But he could always just play. And I could, ever since I remember that first time I did stand-up 2 weeks ago, I could just play.
What if there's like video that emerges of you as like an 18-month-old just holding a microphone in front of a brick wall? He just had it in him. He's like a young Tiger Woods.
It was a good show. I did a lot of new jokes and they were very fun and people liked them. They're very well received and I wish I had footage from it. I should, but there's some technical difficulties I guess with it, so I don't know if I'm ever gonna get it.
That's fucked.
I don't really care. Like, it's probably good that I don't post anything because if I ever want to reuse the jokes.
What if you post every stand-up comedy you ever do, and you do something new every single time.
Right? Like, that's what I'm thinking about.
That would be legendary. And also, it would just, it would like...
probably change the game.
It would literally change the game, because it would shit on all these comics who are like, oh, I've been working on this act for a year and a half. It's like, dude, fucking come up with something new.
Yeah.
You lazy bastard. You're telling the same joke over and over and over and over again?
You're telling me you don't have an original thought?
You don't have an original thought inside your entire head? Come on.
You dumb motherfucker.
Put pen to paper one time. Where's your work ethic at? Grind for me one time.
So grind. I ask you this. Why do you choose to recycle when there's always another option to create? Oh, and where are we at right now?
We're an hour and...
almost 110.
10 minutes in. Because remember, at the beginning of the episode, you said it was 303?
I said it was 309, actually.
Well, now it's 416.
Actually, I think I said it was 306.
So it's about
an hour and 10. So it's an hour and 10. Makes sense.
So Owen's telling the truth. Sense.
So Owen's not lying, which is new.
Yeah, finally.
Dude is a liar.
Yeah, Owen's the true liar of the bunch. Owen's the real fucking liar. But you said that when you met Shane Gillis at the stand-up show, he lied to you?
He lied.
Oh, he was fucking with you.
Yeah.
He lied to you hard?
I was tweaking out big time.
Shut up.
Well, he was like, he said he was going to watch my set, which is one thing I didn't want him to
do. And that was the lie that he told? And then you looked out there.
And then Harry walked over to me with a Coors Light and goes, I need something stronger.
I need to bang some heroin in my veins, fucking stat.
He said that there was tons of agents in the crowd.
No way.
Yeah.
Damn. And that spooked you?
No, that didn't spook me at all.
So what spooked you?
That he was going to watch my set was what spooked me.
Why? Because what if he doesn't think you're funny?
I just don't want like the pressure of having to do it in front of someone who's funny.
So you think everyone in your audience is not funny at all?
Yeah, that's why they rely on me to make them laugh.
If they were funny, they could just think up their own funny thoughts and they'd be laughing just sitting there.
Exactly.
It's a fact.
It is.
You
ever seen Dave Chappelle at a comedy show?
Facts, bro. He's probably never seen comedy.
No.
I heard
Frank
Caliendo said the same thing.
Yeah.
Caliendo doesn't watch any comedy because he wants to come in fresh. And it's like, those are the two funniest dudes.
I feel like watching comedy is a great way to get, like, motivate yourself to do it.
Why? Because you're like, this guy sucks.
Yeah. Like, just like, yeah, you just take it right down whatever they said on stage, and you go up and you say the same thing.
It's like, oh, they're small.
Have you ever heard about that Norm Macdonald thing that happened?
No.
He was, like, at some small comedy club doing stand-up. And there was like a bunch of openers who were doing like 5 minutes. And apparently like they did like multiple shows that night. And like on one of the shows, he just went up and did all their material. He was like, I want to go up first and just like warm up the crowd. And he goes up and he just does all of the openers material.
I mean, that's funny.
I know.
That's a funny joke.
And then he got off stage and the opener was like, that's literally like all I have. Because apparently they were like new to stand up and they only had like 5 minutes. And they're like, that was literally all of my material.
That's kind of genius.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
If I ever
that
go
would
up,
be insane if someone did that to you.
I want
to
do it to you.
No. Brother, you won't even see my material coming.
Yeah, is that out of left field?
Oh, yeah.
I'll just have to watch a YouTube one time.
No, I don't do any of that material anymore.
I'm going to memorize your YouTube.
I scratched all that shit. It's old. That's old stuff. I'm beyond that. My jokes are much more mature.
Bro, you're like a young Gerard Carmichael.
That's exactly what I like to think.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you're like.
I would think of myself of like a younger Vinny Hacker.
You are kind of like a young Basquiat.
Yeah.
How Basquiat came to New York. And that would make me Andy Warhol, I think, bro.
You're no Andy Warhol.
I'm Andy Warhol. I ruined modern art.
True.
You know, don't you know people?
Bro, you don't ruin it. You just disrupt it. You disrupt the game.
Bro, I am a disruptor.
Yeah.
Like my boy Wallow, bro.
Wallow's
a disruptor. Don't put fucking mustard on my jacket.
Don't put mustard on my jacket. Don't ever put mustard on my jacket.
Dude, what about this? Mustard color jackets, so you can never tell when there's mustard on your jacket.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. We'll sleep on that. Should we wrap it up?
Yeah, let's wrap it the fuck up.
All right.
Live shows.
There's no new tickets on sale.
Are we going to put out the live show?
Yeah, definitely on YouTube. I'll see how the audio is for a podcast.
We should try to put it out as a podcast, just a bonus episode.
Yeah.
There should be a way to we can talk about this after, but there should be a way to like record our actual microphones and have it amplify out still, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to hold our voice memos up to our faces like this and just record ourselves. And he can stitch it together in post.
Yeah, or we just all have two microphones.
Live show will be out on YouTube and podcast platforms tickets, on Friday.
It's on Wednesday.
On Wednesday. Also, Chicks in the Office live show from Philly on Thursday.
No, we're not supposed to say that.
Why?
Isn't that like a surprise that we're going to that?
Surprise.
Surprise. It's not like any of their fans are going to listen to this anyway. We're good, bro.
I think that the boy dad sweatshirts sell best with women.
They do.
So we need to get a girl mom sweatshirt for the men.
That's
It would sell better. So that's coming soon. Mustard jacket's coming soon.
Oh, we might have a sketch coming out tomorrow.
Fact, sketch coming out. We shot a sketch. It was fun to do. I haven't seen it.
I'll see if it's... Maybe it'll come out tomorrow if it's not bad.
Yeah, if it sucks, then this will just be a fig leaf of your imagination.
Teaser. Yeah, you can just try and come up with one yourself and then send us the idea.
Are
you
if you're so the funny.
There is no anything like that.
But Vinnie Hacker does Vinnie just
Hacker,
come on.
Vinnie Hacker did direct it, so it was a little edgy.
He came in like Tarantino.
It was a little
damn,
more
why do all our scripts have the N-word in
it? Yeah, he was a little more out of our comfort zone, but you got to respect the
He's an artist,
network.
Though. Like, we don't know. With our fat, lumpy asses.
No.
We don't fucking know which way is up. Hacker does, though.
Hacker does. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment, unsubscribe on podcasts, then resubscribe and give us 5 stars.
Yeah. I was going to say something else, too. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Owen. Shout out to Jake. Shout out to Tyler.
Yeah, we'll cut that. All right. Thanks, guys.